in here.
All right, it is the 27th of March, 2006. We're on Santa Cruz Island, near Ness 1516. Have a male Allen's hummingbird on the net, in the cage. I am on mic, Jonathan is on the camcorder, and we are hoping that other males, another territorial male, buys them.
Busy. That was dive number one. I'm not sure that I was close enough. The territorial male was diving on something else. So there's a dive and shuttling before it. And maybe it was useful. We can help.
Note on the tape. Maybe where that was.
Yeah, 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay. You did. You want me to do that?
Yeah, right. Actually, I need it on paper. That's useful.
Doing it again.
Where?
Somewhere. Not here.
Thank you.
wave the stick. That's right. Just wave my hand. It's the same thing.
Man, he was out of the cage.
Take off.
Yeah. Well. Nope. He's been doing this ever since we let him. I let him out. He's like licking his chops a lot.
Yeah. Territories just aren't as important or set or in use or something.
Yeah. It does seem really, really different. And he's back. And he's turning his back on us. What time is it now?
3:37
on March 27th, 2006. Hmm. going up. That's dive number two. Again, the territorial male near net 1516 was diving at something other than us. Hopefully it was useful.
So we recorded two audio tracks of a dive that went over that way.
Okay. But he hasn't reacted to bird in the cage?
Not at all.
Well, that's weird. With where he's perching, though, we'll definitely try and catch him.
Apparently not using this bird as bait, though.
Well, let's move the cage over into that, whatever that bush is that he's perched in. Let's stick it.
So far, both dives have been over there.
Okay. Are you still recording?
Yes.
Okay.
I just stopped.
How did the limiter work?
It sounded fine.
Okay.
I think you were right about the it adjusting long enough.
Okay, great.
Is that thing recording? Or rewinding?
Nothing on that.
Though. No, yeah, I just wondered what I was hearing.
It's raining.
It's raining?
A little bit.
Huh. So it is.
I don't hear anything. So the territorial bird didn't even come up and look?
No.
That's okay. If he doesn't come, he can come and look then. That's what I would blame. But you didn't notice. So the high speed camera, I found a fuse this morning.
Huh?
Oh. So in the power cord. That's good. So it's a fuse. It's frustrating because it means, well, either we have to find a little piece of wire that we can jam in there.
That might be a bit risky though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it necessary risk?
No. Yes, no, I don't know.
I mean, maybe worth finding a piece of wire that's smaller.
There you go.
I don't think that would work. No. As in, we don't know what the composition of the fuse wire was since it burned out at exactly the right amperage.
Because the cam wasn't broken.
Yeah.
Very.
I wonder what happened.
And it would seem with the battery that you wouldn't get power surges when you put the cord in or out.
That may be something to do with it though.
But I mean,
that's the only way to turn the thing on or off. clarity issues with the next door neighbor.
Yeah, apparently. Put him on top of the favorite perch up there.
That's right.
Should piss him off.
You'd think. I would anyway.
Feasible.
Huh. Well, I'm not sure what to do. As in, I mean, this guy, the buzzing just sounds like the regular buzzing of the wings. I don't hear the wing whistle at all. And it could be that that's what's required for him to get noticed or for him to set off the... Lots of the territorial birds.
Well, we saw that one of the males over there displaying to the juvenile that was in the net.
Yeah.
And he wasn't moving at all.
Well, it could have been the juvenile was scared into the net by the male chasing it, and the male avoided the net and then came over to display.
When the juvenile stopped running.
Yeah, like it seems like sometimes when a bird goes in the middle of a bush, then the other bird starts to do a display dive.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could have been that the male interpreted the juveniles getting caught in the net the same way. One thing to watch for is this guy to preen his wings.
Preen?
Preen, yeah.
He was doing
that? Yeah, he's been doing it.
I won.
Not the desired effect. Maybe you couldn't see him.
But if we can hear the buzz of his wings from here... So I was thinking about it. It would be nice to get dive noises from 15 to 20. The local birds. Looks like we're not going to get any high-speed video. And one of the things I wanted to do is try and document how fast they're moving at the bottom of the dive. Because my hypothesis is that the frequency of the noise is directly correlated with the speed that they're going. And the only way we're going to be able to get speed data is with one of these DV camcorders off to the side.
Right.
In order to see that throughout the entire dive, or high speed video of a portion of the dive and then holding up and then estimating, you know, how many body lengths per second the bird is moving. And the problem is with the terrain here makes... Well, you know, if we could put like the cage on stilts, like if it were at the top of the fennel, we had this camcorder. Oh, I'm trying to think. Well, okay, I think I'm going to restrict the goal of this trip to see if we can find any differences between the dive noises. And if there are differences, then the next trip would be to try to figure out if that's due to different speed at the bottom of the dive or if it's due to something else. Basically, speed being the mechanism that could cause different noises. And one mechanism that would affect speed would be the size of the bird. So
So bigger bird needs higher speed, basically.
Or a bigger bird goes at a higher speed, which therefore causes the dive noise to be different.
Ah. Would the size of the feather?
Potentially also, yes.
Okay.
That would be another mechanism. I'm just identifying the bird's body size as one possible mechanism.
Right.
But for all of this to even matter, there needs to be a difference between the dive noises.
Right.
And to my ear, I don't hear any difference. Although that's what the...
That's what this thing's for.
Yeah, that's what the microphone's for in the sound analysis program. And so the other purpose of this trip is just to do the full experiment on them, to get them to do their dive and then pluck tail feathers and get them to dive again.
Right.
So this guy, that should be... it feels like we've seen him perched here before. And he keeps coming back here. Mm-hmm. So if we can catch him and pluck a couple of his tail feathers, let him go again, that would be a success as well.
Yeah.
And you already have recordings on there.
I think so,
Two of his dives.
Yeah.
And you're taking notes on things. I saw you writing down.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Which track and where
on
the track.
Well, it's almost 4. Let's see. Well, why don't you guys keep trying either this male or another male until 4:30 or 5? I mean, if there seems to be no action, I don't know.
I don't know if he's looking at you. Probably looking at you rather than the...
Yeah.
Well, why don't we try putting him up here? What do you think?
Sure.
Try to get him up.
Sure.
Up higher. Okay. And try that for a bit. And then if it doesn't work, why don't you try and find one more male in the territory over there?
Okay.
And see what you can get there. And then take that until about 4:30 or 4:45 and then come back to the lab. I'm going to get more of the high-speed video. Oh, except I can't. I need the sound equipment for that. I'm going to start prepping a bird. My goal is to get 2 birds prepped, and I'm sure I'll wind up helping you guys with your birds, because I want their bodies to look nice and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so one of you will do the Hutton's video, and the other one of you will do one of the males. Yep. So I'll go get started on that, and then... Let's see. So we might aim to eat dinner early if it looks like the other folks are not cooking. Why don't we figure that out when you guys get back to the lab?
Okay.
And then if it seems feasible, you might try opening the net and catching this male rather than moving on. Oh yeah, instead of moving on. If for whatever reason it seems like he's catchable. Otherwise we'll try and catch him tomorrow.
Okay. So wait, should we assume that the two dives that we got on this are good enough to prove that he does make the dive noise?
Could you hear him in the headphones?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, they're good enough.
Okay.
This is going to be easier if you hand me the cage.
Definitely.
I'm going to climb the hide the bush here. I'm not sure how much it's going to support me, but it's pretty solid. The question is, can I get down without bringing the cage with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Can you hold it again? I'm going to change hands and bring it round the other side. Shit. Completely solid bit right here. This will work. What I'm going to do is keep it. And it's here. Clear a shot.
Got it.
About as close to his favourite perch as we can get.
Yeah. He's just gonna stay up there. There you go.
Whoa.
Now, can you get out?
Yeah.
Wait.
Shit.
Have you stopped?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you should do it. Set this camera. You didn't like that.
No, apparently he didn't like it a bit.
To think about his next move, maybe. You can hope.
He moved over.
He's what? Did he touch?
Yeah. Here comes. No, we're not.
How territorial we're not.
Yeah, can we just have displaced him? We just took over his territory just like that? There you go, Jonathan. You now own a hummingbird territory. Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
More up there than he was down here.
Yeah, of his own accord. Yeah. Maybe he knows you just gave him a territory, and it's like, now he's like, well, we can do something with this. What time is it?
4:06. Give it till 4:10 and then try another territory.
4:10 to 4:30 or 4:45. Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Doesn't look like this guy's in
to it.
No.
It's maybe another male. I'm just going to take a leap over here.
Yeah. Did you hear the quail though? Time either
to do anything,
which is too bad.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping to have a little time off a little bit, you know, in the afternoons and stuff.
Maybe it's raining.
Yeah, there you go.
Give this guy's territory back.
Yeah.
Wish I had my camera.
Got it.
intimidating. Anymore.
What do you think?
That's what it does. Is it really staying? It's now about...
Yeah. This is kind of difficult.
Better or worse? You're just different.
And that should work, though. Maybe that it's definitely more stable.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that visible. But.
Well, yeah.
Beast.
What time is it now?
4:17.
All right. On the 27th of March 2006 on Santa Cruz Island, we have now moved. The male is in a cage. The cage is now near net 1718. So, we are again waiting, hoping that he attracts attention. And the rain holds off.
Maybe he's tired.
Could be.
He's been feeding plenty, hasn't he?
Yeah. Today's Sunday.
Monday today.
Monday today.
jelly beans on you?
Afraid not. No M&M's either.
Over here!
I haven't seen any others around.
No. Do I want to know what time it is?
Do I want to know?
Do I want to know?
Oh, do you want to know? 4:30?
Okay. Getting there. 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes to what?
Well, we were supposed to go back. Do you think we should try to find a different territory entirely?
So another flight, another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe go back to one of the ones we haven't done yet. Just try it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, we're not getting anything done here, so we might as well. What? Oh. Bloody. Machete isn't very sharp right now.
You're right. It's like a stick.
I've got a sharpening stone with me.
Thank you. Like that.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. We should push it back. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, like that.
And we should be able to support it a little bit.
Yeah.
I know he's fed for a while. But should be okay.
Come on, dude. All right. right, we have once again moved. We are now by... Where are we? 1314?
Yeah.
Yes. We are now by net 1314 on the 27th of March 2006 on Santa Cruz Island. And the mail is still in the cage, and we are waiting, hoping to elicit something, anything, anything at all. And not get rained out.
Back to his